I'll mute the Moggy. let me know whenever you feel the need. It's what I look forward to, frankly. Hey, 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 humans. So, yeah, it's time for IT Stuff once again. And the big question that's been perplexing us all this month, is it a terms of service violation to threaten nuclear war on Twitter?
I'm going to go with yes.
Right, so Chris votes yes. Dick?
Definitely.
Definitely, yeah. She?
Oh, yes.
Oh, right. So what sort of sanctions should there be for someone who threatens nuclear war on Twitter?
Should take away their vowels.
Oh, yeah, right. So he
would
be
noticed.
Yes, that's exactly the sort of thing that I think that's the only way we can stop nuclear war is by removing people's vowels.
So it would be...
It'll sound exactly like a... fart.
Yeah, which conveniently is what he's synonymous with.
Yeah,
quite right too. Yeah, Dick, any suggested punishments?
Take away his toys and send him to his room.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, there you go. So that's pretty much unanimous then from this edition of the Moral Maze. Goodbye.
That was a quick one.
Yeah, okay, what we're going to do the rest of the show then? Are we going to sit in judgment on people we don't like?
Yeah.
Good, because we usually do, don't we?
Yes. That's the premise of the show, isn't it?
It's pretty much, yeah, mission statement. Mm-hmm. Okay, hello everybody. What's in the show this month? Well, you know when Crime Watch on the telly says don't have nightmares? Well, we're the Anti-Crime Watch from a parallel universe, and if you don't have nightmares after all this that's coming up, then there's something wrong with you, frankly.
So we want people to have nightmares?
Yes.
Okay.
They deserve it.
I just want to know if that's our mission statement, okay?
I just want to confirm it, right?
Yeah.
Well, pretty much. I mean, come on a scale of nuclear war to, like being nice to cats, then... giving people nightmares is hardly...
Yeah, it's mild.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even taking half a vowel away, is it?
Exactly, it's quite balanced.
Oh, well, right. So shall we wade into the nightmare situation then?
Yay, nightmare.
Woo-hoo.
Well, so you tipped us off about this first one here, Dick. There's these things called smart guns, am I right?
Smart guns that can't be fired unless you have another piece of technology on your person to stop them firing.
So this is like those really clever car ignitions that they've got these days.
Something like that.
Yeah, where something... thing that you've got in your pocket is coded to the car and it lets you drive.
Yeah, but some smart person worked out that you can bypass all this and fire it anyway.
It reminds me of all those sci-fi films where all you need to do is cut off the person's fingertips.
Yes.
And you can now
use
the gun.
That's it, you've got like a key. You've got a key. You can get into any building and steal their fingers.
Listen to me giggling away at the thought of cutting people's fingers off. I mean, is that not the normalisation of violence that we've become used to this last couple of months?
Just the tips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could just shave them off, I suppose. You don't have to take too much.
Yeah, but then you have to put it onto something else. Own finger.
You just cut the ends off.
Yeah, but it turned out this wasn't even necessary, though, for this smart gun thing.
If I remember correctly, it was a magnet.
What? How do they work?
You plonk the magnet next to the gun, it just pulls the firing trigger away, and Bob's your uncle and...
Wow. Seriously?
That's like all of those really expensive bike locks that you can get into with a pen.
Yes.
Oh, dear. So where are these smart guns being used?
I assume the States.
All over the place now.
Oh, my God. Not so smart guns.
Yeah, no.
I think you've got to walk around with a suitably powerful magnet.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Welcome to the future, people.
Dear. Well, it's no different from another gun, only just more expensive, really.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's a result, isn't it, if you want the economy boosted?
I guess.
How about this ship tracker thing? We've talked about Shodan before.
We have, yes. Shodan is a database of all the Internet of Things online. So you can basically just see whatever Internet of Things is out there.
And you can search for devices that you happen to know are vulnerable.
Yep.
To a little bit of gentle hacking.
Just a little bit, yeah.
And it turns out that a lot of these devices that are vulnerable to hacking are basically boats. Ships.
Ships. Scary. Scary things. It reminds me of Hackers, the movie.
Tankers.
Ooh. Ooh. Hello.
Ooh. Hello.
Oh, how are you two? Oh. That's strange, isn't it? So, sorry, viewers, just to explain, our YouTube recording mechanism just did something very strange.
I think it got hacked just that bit.
Yeah. Don't you think that's going to happen every time we say the word hacked?
Yes.
Oh, it didn't work this time.
No,
coincidence.
Please.
No.
Oh, well, never mind. So if you're watching us on the YouTubes, which we are on the YouTubes, and this doesn't come out very well, well, that's all right. This is why we sit here in the dark anyway. I mean, not only for the atmosphere, but it also covers up the glitches, doesn't it?
Kind of.
Yeah, so we'll just loop, you know, like the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're just going to have to be happy with that. Okay, fine. So there were some actual vulnerabilities that people had found on ships, weren't there? DEFCON or something like that?
Was it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I
should
have
done some proper research.
And I remember there was a map and you could see where all the boats in the world were. Well, or tankers, I think they were.
Tankers. They're supposed to be hidden? People are not supposed to know where they are.
It's funny that. Well, if you've got this big map with all the tankers on, how come the Americans keep hitting them?
We'll never know.
No, yeah, we'll never know, will we? Because they'll just cover it up.
American military ego.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn, you turn. No, you turn.
And oh, my God.
Smash.
And there you go, I'm a lighthouse.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Make navigation great again. And on the subject of wonderful American technology, just shall we mention the exciting killer car wash that turns out this month?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, what is that? That's another dick move.
Was it me? Oh. The month has been very long this month. I've forgotten all these. From what I remember, the default password on a laser wash car wash was?
God.
Go on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
No.
I should have made it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 It's more secure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to make it even better, it runs Windows CE.
Wow.
Unmaintained. Yeah.
Celeron.
Out of support. What a shame.
Oh my goodness. So what nefarious things happen because of this?
Well, I don't know. I suppose you can turn the heat up to, you know, like 11 or something. I don't know.
Is that it?
Car wash is hot.
Don't know.
Yeah, wax people to death. Start it running. Start it running when the windows are open. You know.
I'm sure there's a film out there called Killer Car Wash, and you can find out exactly how you can kill people with a
you
car wash.
With get
a car
people wash. Trapped yeah, in yeah. there for like 3 hours in hot weather or something.
Just
could be
cycling.
Drowning. Yeah.
Cycling over and
yeah.
over.
Yeah.
Death by waxing.
Ooh.
Yeah, so they've been trying to warn the manufacturer since 2015, and the manufacturer just like ignored them. So eventually,
how to log into their email. You should probably email them to tell them their password's probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 as well.
It's probably got 6 on the end,
oh.
and
yeah.
then they can't get in.
Yeah.
So the thing is, there's this web app out there that if you know, like if there's no firewall, then anybody can just like. Start up the web app, you know, fiddle with some car wash on the other side of the planet.
That is so mild in terms of, you know.
Nightmares.
That.
Are you saying that our nightmare is actually turning into like comedy?
Beware, kids, you might be washed.
Beware, your car might come out cleaner
than
expected.
Your aerial might get twanged a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try the worst data leak ever.
Oh.
To date.
So far.
Compared to the previous
worst data leak ever. Yeah. This is worst quality rather than worst quantity.
Okay. Well, that matters.
On this occasion, what's that? What? turns out that the Swedish government, a couple of years ago, moved all its data to the cloud, and it leaked.
It rained.
Yep. All of it.
Oh, dear.
All of it rained. Names and addresses and photos of fighter pilots and, like, the equivalent of the SAS in Sweden. Police suspects, witness protection. All the government-owned vehicles. So if you want the registration number of every plane, clothes, police car. Is that the right phrase?
Planes, clothes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good, yeah. It turns out the Swedish people, judiciary, were so annoyed by this they dished out the harshest punishment ever given to a Swedish bureaucrat.
Took away vowels.
Almost as bad. They docked her half a month's pay.
Da, da, da.
Bark, bark, bark.
There you go. Yeah, that's it.
That is the harshest ever.
Yeah.
Half a month's pay.
Well, it's Sweden. You know, they're compassionate. Well, unless you run the Pirate Bay, in which case all three of you get slammed up for a few years.
Yeah.
But, you know, well.
Okay. So what were they going to do? The solution?
Change everybody's names and addresses? Yeah,
everyone's name. Everyone in Sweden, they got this letter through the post that says, "We're sorry.
Please reset your name."
Your name.
That is actually pretty much what they did. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, that is pretty much what they did, which made it worse. They actually sent out another email after they sent the whole of the names and addresses of like witness protection to marketers.
Oh my goodness!
They sent out another email afterwards, not saying, "Please delete the whole thing." Or else. No, they said, "Would you mind removing this list of people who are in the witness protection programme?"
Oh dear.
Thus enabling people to find the needles in the haystack. Anyway.
Don't have nightmares. To the list.
Yes.
What could possibly go wrong?
Everything.
Yeah. Different nightmare. We sort of like mentioned it a little bit last month. SoundCloud.
We did, yeah.
They were on the brink of bankruptcy and we were getting a bit worried.
A little bit, because they've got the entire database of everyone's
sounds. In the cloud.
Okay. Go on, you can explain better than that.
Well, it is. It's literally
it's all the interesting stuff,
isn't
it? It's
all the interesting stuff.
It's not the commercial stuff.
It's like YouTube, but for just sounds.
Yeah. It's the GeoCities of audio.
It is. Well, archive.org is also. Well, nobody actually uses it properly, like SoundCloud. SoundCloud is so easy. They have this app, right? Where basically you just press a record button, and it just records whatever it is you want to say, and it goes to the cloud. It's so simple.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's
problem is not much of a business model.
No, they've been trying for so many years.
Non-commercial stuff.
Yeah, non-commercial. A lot of indie musicians, a lot of nobodies. Let's put it that way. Nobodies who are not, you know, rich. They're not big companies.
Nobody's with no money.
Nobody's with no money are putting out their sounds there.
But by definition, it's the interesting stuff.
Pretty much, yeah. So what happens now?
Yeah, some venture capitalist has bunged them a couple of $100 million.
Wow.
I think I've got the numbers right. Only problem is, like, there's 60% of the staff gone now. And you know, when the venture capitalists get fed up in another
couple of years,
and all the money's gone and it's still not making any money, then guess what? We're going to be here again.
That's strange.
Oh, it's going to pivot.
Small trivia. The first time I entered the Leeds Hack, you know, the event in Leeds, where it's a hackathon, I met somebody from SoundCloud.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, "Whoa, you've heard of SoundCloud?" And I'm like, "Yeah, of course I have. You know, you guys are awesome." And it's like, "Yeah, cool. So how are things in SoundCloud?" Apparently, at that time, I was talking to the guy who was saying how they got so much money and they were in penthouses and they're looking to hire people.
Oh, my.
That was like, what, 7 years ago?
Right.
So it takes 7 years for that to run out of whatever VC funding that they had.
Yeah, so if they hadn't blown it all on pleasurable things, then it'd have lasted about 8 years.
Probably.
Yeah, there's that. So welcome to another edition of the Moral Maze. Are we better off blowing all the money quickly, or just taking a little bit longer and having a more miserable time.
Living
that's
in
life
the present.
In a nutshell, really,
so
isn't
it?
Yeah.
Pleasurable or a slow, lingering death?
Quality or quantity? I don't know.
Well, that's how you attract the musicians, all the parties and the drugs.
Well, yeah, they do
stuff.
Lots of that sort of marketing.
Oh,
yeah.
So that's an actual, you know, a marketing budget with a, you know, it's for your business. Yeah, business.
Sometimes it pays business. Out, sometimes... Business.
So this business. Is why I'm going to die early and poor.
Too much business.
No business sense at all over here. No.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, like, you sort of like brought us on to the next thing on the list, really, there.
What's that?
Holcoin.
Oh, yes, that's strange, isn't it?
That's weird.
Local currencies.
Local currency. So this is like, I mean, you know, like even going back to the days of Nationwide on the telly, there was always some gimmicky thing about, oh, the people in Knutsford have got this local currency going. And it was all pathetic and it never left. Only this time it's Hull. That Hull. Our Hull. The Hull over there that used to smell of fish. That Hull. And they've got into Bitcoin. Well, they've got the Bitcoin bug. Not Bitcoin. Bitcoin is what I mean.
It's just a coin. It's a currency. It's nothing to do with Bitcoin, does it?
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, if you're Chinese, lots of things can go wrong. That's a bit strange, isn't it? So it's a local currency. Apparently Liverpool has it. Liverpool and London. Liverpool has its own, local currency.
Oh.
The Liverpool pound? I don't know.
Liverpound?
So what was the point of this story if it wasn't even the first?
I have no idea.
Liver. This is you that's had like 1.25 pounds of beef burger this lunchtime.
Pound of flesh.
Oh my.
But apparently I went to the site and they had all these testimonials from anonymous people that were, you know, saying how good things they were.
Right.
They're waiting for funding to get through, which I'm not sure whether they have.
Funding?
There
Where
is
would
funding.
You need funding to launch your own currency?
I have no idea.
Minus. A lot of money.
To launch your own money. You're making your own money.
Yep. It's $500,000 in funding.
No, I don't.
It's to buy
get
all the graphics
that,
cards.
No.
What?
It's to buy all the graphics cards to do the mining.
Oh, yeah, I saw that about graphics cards. That's
you can't
weird,
use them
isn't
for
it?
Graphics anymore.
No.
There's people buying up every new graphics card in the universe, putting them into jumbo jets and, like, flying them around the world and putting them next to hydroelectric power stations.
That's what people do.
This is a strange world we're living in. And then when the graphics cards get, like, a bit old and
3 weeks
useless.
Old.
Yeah, second hand.
3 weeks old.
Yep.
It's good for people who don't want to pay it first hand, you know.
Well, yeah, but these are all the second rank Bitcoin miners, though, aren't they? That are inflating the prices of the second hand ones.
Yeah, Bitcoin is just terrible.
Wrong. It's just wrong.
I know. I think what's strange is that the Hull coin, the people behind it, is called Kiny Industries. And I tried looking for them on the web and I can't find anything apart from it's a song by Boards of Canada, Kiny Industries. But there is actually a Kiny Industries in Company Houses, you know, that website where they list everyone.
Yeah,
it's an open registry of companies. And there is a ton of people that were former directors, so they've been going through a lot of turnovers of people in a company. Very strange.
Yeah, far be it from us to give people financial advice.
Maybe they've been laundering directors. Maybe some directors of a company are just so terrible you've got to push them through like 20 or so different companies to get them back to legality.
If BCB could afford lawyers, they'd tell you to zip it.
Some of these directors they resigned and came back as current directors as well. So it's very strange. It's a long list of directors. So yeah.
Strange.
Anyways.
Bit of a red flag. Still never mind. You're listening to IT Stuff on BCB Radio 106.6 FM, where all the financial advice is bad advice.
Definitely.
Yeah, listen live on Radio Player, now reskinned by our very own she.
Oh, skinning job, that's me.
Graphic designer to the stars.
Oh, no, no, to the cloud.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yes, tell you what, just I'm so pleased with that. I'm going to turn on our cat.
Ooh, yes, we have a guest.
Are we ready? I'm going to turn on the artificial intelligence cat.
Indistinguishable from a real cat over the radio.
Yes.
This is https://pearly.com. You get a load of sliders where you can change it from sleepy to happy, steady to lively, purr out to purr in, relaxed to overjoyed, close to distant, and perfect to meowy. And I've got the meows turned up absolutely to the maximum. And the flaming thing still isn't meowy.
Just wait till it gets hungry.
Yes. So this is our artificial intelligence slot, I think, for the show, isn't it?
Awesome.
Yeah, no.
No?
Shall I try and... I'll try and put it close at the...
Try stroking it?
Eh?
That's true. You have to stroke the...
There's a little
cat.
Slider. You move it back and forth. Quite gradually.
Yeah. What, like that?
Oh, no. He was just...
I've got everything... Ow! That's a chicken.
It's a cat when it's hungry.
If you say
happy.
So.
Yep.
Okay, fine. So that's pearly.com. I've cranked this cat up to the absolute max.
Cats say they never do what
they
you want.
They never do what you want.
They never work with cats.
Yeah. Do they? Yeah. It's not a cat. It's not artificial intelligence. Thank you. Yeah. That was good timing.
Right on cue.
So, what else do we want to talk about? There was SIGGRAPH 2017. You watched that on the tubes, she?
Yeah, there was a lot of really boring talks. Really boring talks about very nerdy things. But some of it were really, really interesting about, you know, how they come about solving a problem that was previously... solved in the past. So like things as technology gets better, you get better technology as well. So people just get better graphics, and they're trying to do realism using code, so that's always interesting. A lot of the talks were based on AI, so people doing lots of let's call it future predicting. So they're predicting things, so which is kind of scary in a way. Because you can censor people, so you can put black spots on my face or just blank things out, and the computer can just put in my new face. So that's that sort of prediction.
Oh.
So they can.
Oh, right.
It's sort of sci-fi because it's sort of predicting the future of what might happen.
Yeah.
From
that
pictures.
Is a bit nightmarish, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. So real time, future predicting is actually happening right now. Yeah. Doesn't mean it's true. It's all just, you know, assumptions.
Any lottery numbers?
No. Might be. I think the cat said yes.
It only goes like, you know, 5 seconds into the future. So you
tell me
to,
5 seconds before I go buy the ticket was sorted.
5 seconds before the numbers turn up, you got to have a picture of the balls bouncing around and
true.
A big thing.
Yeah.
Like before the number turns up, it might be able to guess it because it sees it coming.
It literally is stuff of nightmares in that sense.
They try to rig that sort of thing already anyway.
Yeah, they do. But right, seeing it in real time is a little bit freaky. You know, because
it's
following patterns, and you can see, okay, that looks like there might be a car crash happening, so let's figure out to stop that.
Ooh.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think I should turn this cat off? It's getting on me nerves.
That's
cruel. Aww. It's
hungry.
Cat, behave.
Yeah.
Ooh,
down, boy.
You did it.
Down. Yeah, so what else do we want? Lazy Game Reviews. Have you loaded up the audio for Lazy Game Reviews? I should have told... I beg your pardon. Oh, I've ruined the show again, haven't I? Well, tell you what, while you're finding that in the cart,
What is it?
Yeah, it's about... It's Dick's thing. Go on, Dick.
It's a bloke called Clint in the States, and he does reviews of retro old computers and hardware and games.
It's really good.
It's actually really well made.
It's really, really well made. I mean, the old ones was a bit crap, but I found the trailers. Shall I play it?
Yeah. Go for it.
This is a floppy disk. If seeing one of these gets you excited, then have I got a treat for you. LGR, commentary, history, and snark on retro computer games and more. Floppy disks, big box PC games, odd hardware and software, The Sims series, stories of tech history, first-person thrift shopping, and let's plays on games that make no sense.
Greetings, my name is Clint, and I am the host of Lazy Game Reviews. If any of this looks interesting, then perhaps you'd like to stop by my channel and see what it's all about.
LGR. New videos every Monday and Friday on youtube.com/freakingd. Some restrictions may apply. Consult your doctor if you have an erection lasting 4 hours or longer. See store for details.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure when you find somebody who's better at presenting than we are.
He doesn't sound very lazy, so I think, you know, he's not very good at naming things.
No, but if you watch his show, it's quite lazy, the way he just picks something up and then makes an entire show out of it. That's how lazy it is.
Yeah, not if you're doing it Monday and Friday. No, that's not laziness.
Okay, it's pseudo-lazy, I suppose.
These flaming people that are good at, like, radio and doing shows on YouTube, I hate them. They should ban everybody on YouTube that's better than us.
What, and go back to people miming to songs?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
no, what
well,
is that?
Even that's better than
the
us,
birth of
it?
YouTube, it used to have kids just miming to songs.
Oh wow, I think I missed that bit.
Oh,
I'm so
lucky.
Glad I did.
We didn't have the bandwidth back then, we couldn't watch it.
Yay, go us!
I'm demotivated now, go on.
That's LGR, it's worth a watch.
Yeah, so that's your YouTube of the month?
Yes.
Definitely. Lazy Game Reviews.
Okie dokie, I think it's roughly about time for us to start talking about future events. The most exciting one of which is the Ladies of Code Summer Night Out.
Ooh.
Perhaps, Shea, you'd like to tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, every couple of months or so we have a meetup where women in coding or technology or people who want to code will come round and meet in Leeds Future Labs. So it's about 7 p.m. to 9:30, and we just sort of tell people what we've been up to, or ask if you have any support for such things, where should I go to learn how to code stuff. But this time we're just having a night out, so basically it's a gathering in a pub. The pub is the Bundabust at Leeds.
The what?
The Bundabust.
Mm-hmm.
It's very close to the train station. It's vegan and vegetarian friendly, and we sort of hang around, and we mostly just want to know what people expect out of the Ladies of Code thing, because a lot of people assume you go there and you learn how to code. It's not at all about that.
Oh my.
It's more about sharing what you've learned, or sharing your experiences, or showing people that you've done, demoing stuff. So, but again, it's still very flexible, so depending on on demand, we might change it or not.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. It's the kind of thing that seems to happen to events in Leeds, isn't it? There's always this strand of people wanting to make them serious.
Yeah, that is
no,
true.
No, you go to these things to enjoy yourselves with you know, like-minded people.
This is why you're no good at business.
Yo, is it?
Yeah, you're going to end
what,
up poor.
So wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, far be it from me.
You're not wrong.
Perhaps I am.
No.
No, I think there's a whole successful YouTube industry out there to show that I am.
Really? No, we are in the same boat then.
Yeah, well, fine. No, you go for it. So that's Thursday, August the 31st, 7 p.m. In the...
the Bundabust.
Benedict Bundabus.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. Yes. Somewhere in Leeds thing. I don't know. Leeds.
Close to the station.
Leeds.
Yeah.
Google it.
Yeah, there Google Leeds. Yeah, yeah. It's somewhere out there.
It's not that far.
Is
no.
it?
No.
No.
It feels
pretty close like
by.
It.
Yeah.
It's another world. Do you want me to give Badonkadonk a little plug?
Oh, no, don't worry.
Okay, fine, fine. Right, nobody will go on the 13th of September then. Tills Green, Weatherspoons, yeah. Game Creator, 7 to 9pm. Yeah, only you and the biggest burger you can find. Fine, Coda Dojo is still on hiatus until 30th September.
Kids are still on holidays.
Enjoying themselves. In the real world.
In the real world. What is that like?
That's awful.
Isn't it?
Why do they make kids do that?
Because the teachers need a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but there's no reason to force kids out into the open air.
That's true.
You mean force kids on the neighbours?
Well, America, they pack them away to some sort of prison in the middle of a forest, don't they?
Summer camp or something.
Yeah. That's what the Americans do.
Yeah, and then the kids humiliate each other. And look how the Americans turn out.
Awesome.
Yes. Okay, fine. So, to end the show, well, here's the best bit of the show, I think, really.
Yeah.
We've got two wonderful things for you. The first is, it turns out, Archive.org has got a load of brass from somewhere to digitise, like 10 or 20,000 78s.
Crazy.
It's wonderful. There's all these 78s that like nobody cares about the copyright status of anymore, and Archive.org are having them professionally digitised. So we've got, to end the show for you, we've got Vicky Dale and the Peter Pan Orchestra with, you can work out for yourselves what it's about when it gets to it. But before that, we've got another exciting piece of artificial intelligence stuff. This is something called... what is it? Daddy's Car, which is a piece of faux Beatles stuff that an artificial intelligence has created. And the reviews of it that we've seen said, what was it? The remarkable thing about it is that it's so unremarkable.
Yep. It sounds human-made.
Something Ringo could do.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Only
he wishes.
So, let's see what you think of it. So, there you go. I think that's pretty much a show full for another month.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody, and enjoy the music.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.